ਦਿੱਕਤ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ SNS ਲੋਇਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
COVID-19 ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਗ੍ਰੋਸਰੀ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਟਿਊਸ਼ਨ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਹੋਰ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ। ਕੱਲ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਰੀਆ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀ ਹੁਣ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਸੈਲ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ।
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਠੀਕ ਸੁਣਿਆ, ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਟੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੁੱਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਬ੍ਰਾਮਟਨ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡੇ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਸਟੋਰਸ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੇ ਹੁਣ COVID-19 ਦੇ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ sodhifurniture.com ਤੇ ਜਾਓ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਪਸੰਦ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਸਿਲੈਕਟ ਕਰੋ। ਸਟੋਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਸੇਮ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਦੇਖੋ ਅਤੇ ਸੇਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਲਓ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੁਣ ਖੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ। ਫਾਰ ਮੋਰ ਇਨਫਾਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਕਾਲ 9058747171।
Alvida, Alvida, jaise darti thi to wo ghadi।
Today, whenever humanity has undergone some defeat, whether it be political, military, or economic, the roots of it can be traced to ignorance. in a basement. That is, either they do not have a knowledge and necessary understanding, or this is the important part that we learn from Karbala, or they understand but have sold themselves for cheap. They have bought into a basement and have submitted to wickedness. Imam Sajjad and Imam Ali have both narrated to have said, "O man, if your essence and existence is to be sold, it has only one price, which is the divine heaven. If you sell it to anything cheaper than heaven, then you are at loss. Even if you offer the whole world in exchange for accepting wickedness, it is not fitting for you. All those who are in different places around the world, who have surrendered to money, coercion, wealthy and powerful, and have accepted this, whatever positions they might be, sometimes a scholar, sometimes a politician, a social activist or an intellectual, they have failed to understand their value and they have sold themselves for cheap. Many politicians of the world have sold themselves today. Dignity is not simply representing by holding such high positions, be a king or a boss. Sometimes, meanwhile, he is under the coercion of another power or center. He might be captive of his own desires. The story of Karbala teaches us that do not sell your dignity for cheap. And that is the message of Imam Hussain alayhi wassalam. Hayhat minna zilla.
Hayhat minna
zilla.
Hayhat minna zilla.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
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 I again thank you, brothers and sisters. I know you're enduring the heat here, but Allah will give you ajr. Moving on to the next three individuals here. We have spoken word by Sister Maryam, Elsa, and Minha. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today we will be reciting a poem called The Night Before Ashura, written by Sister Zahra Rizvi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If I was in Karbala on this night, the last night before the end, I would witness heaven and hell spread out before me. Heaven locked from Farad, heaven prostrating to God, hell surrounding Farad and forgetting their God. I would witness in the tent of Hussein, oil lamps illuminating faces, weeping in prayer. I would witness the last Isha Salat of him who rode on the shoulders of the Prophet. I would witness the love in the faces of the companions as they prayed their last behind him. I would witness the shining eagerness of the boy for whom tomorrow's death is sweeter than honey. I would witness the flag bearer with a little girl on his knee. I would notice that his arms are still intact. Tomorrow, Sabrina, your uncle will not be here. They will rip out your earrings and lash you with whips. Stay close to him for as long as you can.
I would witness a man bowed with grief and shame making his way towards heaven and being embraced by one so tender and forgiving that he overlooks the deed that led to this end. From the forgiven, I would witness the steam of hell leaving and a breeze of heaven wafting through. On the last night, the night before the end, if I tread softly through the tents, I would witness dry water bags and children rolling their sandpaper tongues on parched lips, acutely aware of the sound of the gushing river water near. and also of the savages walking the way there. I would witness a mother with no milk to feed the baby whose thirst would at last be quenched by the blood from a spear to his tiny throat. I would witness a woman who's a sister foremost and then a mother preparing her son for the slaughter tomorrow, when her heart will be wrenched many times over and she'll cry out to the desert as she witnesses her brother fall on the plains of Nainua. A woman who would lose it all except for her faith, which would be the strength of Sabada.
I would witness a man restless with fever who would awaken later to find himself clad in chains, leaving his family lying unburied, slaughtered in the plain as he drags his feet whipped to Sham. It is the night before the day Zul-Jinnah will weep as he returns shamefacing to the camp, his bag bare with blood of his master dripping down his flank. The night before the day the Zulfikar will go back in cheat, having done his duty yet again. If I was in Karbala on this night, I would hear sounds pressing the desert. From one side I would hear the calls of Al-Atash, Al-Atash, and murmurs of praises to the Lord and see tents glowing with noon. And from the other I would hear wicked laughter and swords sharpening on hearts made of stone, and see the red tents ablaze in hellfire. It would be the night before the day when one-side horses will cool their thirst with water, on the other the thirsty household of the prophet will be slaughtered like no animal before. It is the night before the day the stars and the angels and the cosmos will weep as they witness the final sujood of a body so brutally cloaked in arrows, the forehead to be touched to the ground.
On this night we prostrate with angels the mind, but tomorrow the angels will shield their eyes when his blessed head is butchered with a knife so dull that the heavens will cry out. If I was in Karbala on this night, the night before the end, this is what lay in sight, surely I'd put sand on my head and wonder where I went. Would I cower in the background like the Kufin, or join you in quenching my thirst from the banks of Kosev?
And now we're going to be reciting a poem called Is There Anyone to Help You? Written by Sister Deborah Rizvi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You called out, deserted on the sands of Karbala, with the shameless swords of the traitors glinting with malice before me. You called out, is there anyone to help me? That day, the answer for you was silence. That day, your companions could not jump to your side. That day, a boss could not respond with his sword held high. That day, they lay still on the plains of Karbala, with the east wind blowing dust over their bodies. And you looked out into the face of evil, the prophet betrayed, and you alone. I wish I could say today, your call has been answered. I wish I could say today that millions of us are there with you in the plains of Karbala, that we call out with a resounding answer that echoes over the world, trembles mountain ranges, and weakens the knees of any oppressor, shatters the pillars of any tyrant, strikes hope into the eyes of the oppressed, and lightens the world with our love for you. An answer that holds the ferocity of Abbas as he thunders towards Farag, and an answer that has the daring fury of Zainab as she slams Yazid in his court, and an answer that has the urgent and basic love that moves Ali Akbar to fall off his cradle, and an answer that mimics the fierce loyalty of the Shuhada that lay in the battlefield that day. And you were alone. You were alone, but not again, I wish to say. It would not happen again. The streets shrouded in black, the handkerchiefs laden with tears, the hearts that cry out for you, the compassion, the pain, the sorrow that rings out from every bosom, all an ardent reply to your call, that we are here, that we care.
I long to say that this time your army will not be 72. This time masses of people will march along you. The glint of our combined sword will light the world. The proof of our loyalty, the tears that we have wept, and black shroud on our backs. This time around, we will not be alone, Imam. We have answered your call. I hunger to say. But today, I still hear your call. It echoes from the orphans of Iraq. It comes resoundingly from the tyrannized in Palestine, from the helpless in Africa, the terrorized in Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, India, from every land, in every language, your call. Is there anyone to help me stop and haunt the world? It goes unheard, ignored, abused, but so definitely loud in the pale eyes of the child who whimpers at the gun pointed at him. Does your despair not simmer in the eyes of the child whose only view of the world is from behind the barbed wires? Can I not hear the choking sobs of Umm Rabab when a mother buries her child in Gaza under the rain of bombs? Can I not hear the weeping of Sukaina on the headless body of his father when a girl screams at her father blowing up into smithereens? Can I not hear the wails of Al-Atash, Al-Atash coming from the refugee tent set up in my country? Can I not hear the screams in the desert night when the tents burn to ashes coming from the families that watches, terrified as their neighborhood is bulldozed by army tanks? In the desperate eyes of each and every single one of them, I can hear them echoing your call to me. Is there anyone to help me? Are they abandoned like you on the battlefield? The graves of today's martyrs are fresh, moist with blood. Their Yazid still stands, sitting out lies to the world. How could I say every day is not Ashura? How could I ever say every land is not Karbala? I wish to say so much to you to somehow be able to meet your eyes and tell you that we are not like the cowardly backstabbing Kufans. We are not like the stone-hearted Yazidis. We are answering your call. We are there to help you. But today, when I look out into the world and the clamor of oppression deafens me, I tremble to say, I still hear a silence. I hear a silence that echoes the hush of the desert on the day of Ashura. A silence which is a blessing for a Yazid, a silence that stifles any hope. A silence that brings the end so much closer, a silence that is oppression. The silence you were met with. It is that silence that I hear still today.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Ali Muhammad.
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, we're coming closer to Maulana's speech here, so just a few more things and inshallah we'll be here. Also want you to know that this is going live on 7:70 a.m. on eawaz.com, on Fine TV and Heather TV as we speak. Moving on to the next program here is, we have Marcia, which will be presented by Brother Zulfikar Hussain Jafri, Brother Yusuf Jafri, and Brother Azhar Jafri. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Muhammad.
سامعین کرام اور ناظرین کرام، یہ پروگرام جو سویل امام حسین کا ڈاؤن ٹاؤن ٹورنٹو میں ہو رہا ہے، یہ 770 AM ریڈیو پہ بھی سنا جا سکتا ہے اور 770 AM ای آواز ٹی وی پہ بھی سنا جا سکتا ہے، اس کے علاوہ ہیدر ٹی وی اور ٹائم ٹی وی پہ بھی یہ اس وقت پروگرام ڈاؤن ٹاؤن میں ہو رہا ہے اور سویل امام حسین کے نام سے یہ سب مجھے برپا ہو رہی ہے، جس سے جناب ذکی واقف صاحب بھی خطاب کر رہے ہیں.
محمد آل محمد بلکر سلوار
جہاں نبی بنا نبی بھی بنا حسین بن کے دکھائے کوئی تو ہم جانے خوشی سے سر
بار دیگر سلوات سلام کے اشعار پیش کروں آپ کی
بہت کی بات
اکبر کی جو مقتل سے اٹھا لائے حسین نوجوان کو صفے اول سے اٹھا لائے حسین چاند کو شام کے بادل سے اٹھا بلب شیر کو جنگل سے اٹھا لائے حسین جاں بلب شیر کو جنگل سے اٹھا لائے حسین عربی صدا لاشے پسر آن کے لے جا اکبر کا کلیجہ ہر شاہ کے کاندھے پہ دیکھا علی اکبر کو ہر ہاتھ پھیلا کے یہ چلائی کے ہے شہ سارے راس آیا میرے بچے کو نہ اٹھارواں راس آیا میرے بچے کو نہ اٹھارواں ٹکڑے تیغوں سے بدن ہو گیا سارا ہائے ہائے ارے کون تھا جس نے میرے شیر کو مارا ہے ارے کہہ کے یہ لاش سر خیم ملا ارے ہاتھ اکبر کی سنبھالے تھا کوئی اور کوئی سر ارے شین فرزند کو آہستہ لٹا ارے گر کے پہلو میں تڑپنے لگی ماں گر کے پہلو میں تڑپنے لگی ماں ارے کہتی تھی دل پہ سنا غم کی لگائی بیٹا ارے آنکھیں کھولو نہیں مرتی ہے یہ دائی بیٹا آنکھ ہے کھولو نہیں مرتی ہے یہ داری پہ لاش اکبر کی جو
سامعین ناظرین کرام مسجد سے سید شہدا امام حسین السلام اس وقت صغیر امام حسین ڈاؤن ٹاؤن سے ٹورنٹو سے پیش کی جا رہی ہے جو کہ آپ 770 AM ریڈیو اور ای آواز ٹیلی ویژن پہ اور ہیدر ٹی وی اور ٹائم ٹی وی پہ بھی دیکھ سکتے ہیں.
فیس بک
اللہ خیر
فیس بک پہ
محمد وال محمد سرواز
اللہم صل علی محمد وآل محمد عجل.
As you all see, Alana Zaki Bakri is here. Just last salam we have, just because we had it listed here. Brother Hussain Haider, Salwan Al-Fumman, Wad Al-Fumman.
أعوذ بالله الشيطان
Ooh.
That Imam Hussain showed was against his own friends, the people who came and advised him, don't go, don't do this, don't do this. That is the biggest patience that Imam did. How many of us get carried away or, you know, get swayed away in a direction when our friend or our family or companion says, but Imam was steadfast and patient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what you are doing over here, and we know that the ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Without any further ado, like we're here to listen to Maulana. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Labbaika ya Hussein.
Labbaika ya Hussein.
Labbaika ya Hussein.
Labbaika ya Hussein.
Maulana saying sab heart to thigh and can labbaika ya Hussein.
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 أفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله مبير الظالمين مدرك الحاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين والصلاة والسلام على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين سيما خاتم النبيين رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
عجل فرجهم وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه ثبتت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. We are gathered here in downtown Toronto to convey the message which is important message, universal message of Imam Hussain alayhi afzalus salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad.
I hope some of our volunteers they have prepared some of the basic information about this Karbala so that those who are passerby can read and understand why we are what we are doing. Bear with me a few moments, inshallah, the end will reach to the conclusion. This world is a place of trial and turbulence. The constant trials are going on. At this moment, there are fires in the west, there are floods, there are earthquakes. We see all of these miseries for human beings. According to Quranic perspective, all of these are trials. Each and every moment we are passing by the natural trials. Another trial is facing a tyranny and oppression. When we face, how to react? And this majlis has been organized in the name of Majlis Sabil. One of the meaning of Sabil is pathway. One of the meaning of Sabil is a way to something. What did we do here? We present here water. So this is the message. First message is, this majlis is organized for Sabil, means when you reach to this majlis, you reach to water. Water is symbol of life. As Quran-e-Majeed in Surah Al-Anbiya says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made everything live through water. If there is a water, there is a life. If there is no water, there is no life. So this is the message why we are giving out water here, as if we are giving life, a symbol of life. So Imam Hussain is symbol of life. When you reach to Imam Hussain, you reach to life. When you don't reach to Imam Hussain, you don't have life. Once you reach to Imam Hussain, you reach to life and you reach to light. Because he is Wali of Allah, Wali Yuladina Aman Yukhrijahum min al-Zulumati ila al-Nur. This is the light. My brothers and sisters, the message is clear. Wa anfiqu, Quran says, give it away. Whatever Allah has given to you. Fi sabilillah, not for name, not for fame, only on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the universal message not to have any pride when we give it away. Only give to seek the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi sabilillah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلَكَةِ. Don't ever make yourself be at a place which is dangerous. وَأَحْسَنُوا, be good to others. Allah loves those who do good to humanity. This is the ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah, 195th ayat. I request those who are passerby and all of you to recite every day 5 or 10 ayats a day with the translation. It is life itself. The message of Imam Hussain is, if you come to me, you get the life. If you come, if you go away from me, you reach to Yazid. Yazid is death, Hussain is life. Yazid is darkness, Hussain is light. Yazid is a constant reminder of tyranny, and Hussain is constant reminder of steadfastness, not to budge in front of no one. And remember, Musa wa Fir'aun Shabbiro Yazid, Indu Quwwat Ad Hayat Amat Padid. Two forces are in our life. One is force of Moses, another is forces of Pharaoh. Another is force of Hussain, opposite of forces of Hussain is Yazid. It is a constant struggle within ourselves. These forces are struggling to overcome each other. If forces of Hazrat Musa overcomes, he is conquerous because he is overcoming the Pharaohs. Likewise, if forces of Hussain conquers, it is for always. Zindahak as kuwate shabbiri as. Zindahak as kuwate shabbiri as. Beautiful, very beautiful, says, if truth is alive, it is because of Imam Hussain. Zindahat as kuwate shabbiriyas, zindabatil daag hasrat miriyas. Batil is dead, because once you go away from Imam Hussain, you don't have nothing but death. You don't have nothing but miseries. Today we are sitting in downtown Toronto. I have a message for Canada, for country of Canada. Remembering Imam Hussain means remembering the Mazlumin of the world. Mazlumin, oppressed people of the world. Those oppressed people may be in Palestine, maybe in Yemen, maybe in Africa, any in the world. We don't care. Wherever there is oppression is, we are against oppression. If this oppression is going on in the land of Canada also, we are against it. The oppression against the native Canadians is well known, as we have seen these recent days. Every day we are listening to the news that so many graves have been found. And so many miseries has been perpetrated on them, this community. They are the origin of the Canadians. We are the immigrants. We don't have right to invade any other country. We are the invaders. First and foremost responsibility of Canada is to seek the apology and say, express as they want, not as you want. This is the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Wherever you go, it is Karbala, is not in one place. Kullu yawmin ashura, kullu arzin Karbala.
Labbaik ya Hussain!
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 This is the lesson we have to learn. And once we resist, one day the tyranny has to come back to the conscious and they have to free those who are mazlumin. We have seen recent days, after all atrocities, they have to free Ayatollah Zakzaki, clearing him from all the accusations they did it on him. That shows, when you are showing resistance against tyranny, one day tyranny has to come onto their knees and to accept the truth.
Labbaik ya Hussein!
And likewise, one day Zionist regime has to come back to the conscious, and they should not do what they are doing to the mazlum Palestinians. And they have water, not the Palestinians. They have vaccination, not the Palestinians. Look at two human beings being treated not equally, completely differently. This behavior is not accepted by Hussein.
Exactly.
Hayat minna zilla.
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 Likewise, we see what's happening in Yemen. Mazlum. They don't have arms. They don't have nothing. Because of their will, they're standing tall.